My name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Who Get in the Early Years. And Who Get is an international approach to supporting early educators to be the very best version of themselves by creating that perfect blend of professional knowledge and development, along with valuing your well-being and self-care, taking all of our inspiration from the Scandinavian way of living well. So, welcome back to our podcast. I missed last week's podcast as we took a family holiday over in Halkidiki in Greece, and we had such a lovely time, really nice quality time together, enjoying a little bit of sunshine, some time on the beach, and exploring the still chilly sea. And now we're back and back into another week of wild nature play. And this week on the podcast, we're going to be thinking about dandelions, something that's just in abundance at the moment here in the UK. I think all the rain and sunshine that we've had intermittently has created such a growth of dandelions, especially in the area that I'm in right now. As I'm recording this podcast, I can look out my window and the field behind our house is full of what I will call dandelion wishes. And it looks so inviting. I really just want to run out there and go and explore. But I'm busy working, so I'll just have to daydream for a little bit longer until I finish doing the tasks that I need to get done. So, dandelions, what could we do as a little bit of a nature hook? Well, as I talk about on my Rewilding Wanderlust course, nature doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be somewhere that we travel far to reach and experience. For young children, nature is as simple as seeing a dandelion on the edge of a pathway. It's spotting a worm as you come out of the swimming baths. It's seeing a robin visit the garden. It's about watching the bee buzz past you. It's everywhere. For young children, nature is everywhere, and they are constantly having connections with it without even realizing. So let's not overcomplicate things, and let's make it simple by visiting somewhere where we will see some dandelions and just exploring it at the child's pace, watching and listening to the sing of the bees that are visiting the wildflower. See if you can look under the petals of the dandelion and see what else you can spot that's visiting it. We went out on a walk 2 weeks ago now, just before we left for Greece, and we spotted a snail on one of the dandelions and a slug on another one. And then we watched the bees visiting, and it was really lovely just standing back and watching. And taking the time to just sit in the long wavy grass as well and daydream and take it all in without there needing to be a particular purpose. One of the things I love about Scandinavians is they're saying a fri luftsliv, which is free life air. And it's all about getting outside, getting into nature with no purpose, no agenda, no need to be competitive to try and climb the highest mountain or run the fastest race outside, but just go out into nature, just be there because, well, why not? It's wonderful. So try and embrace a little bit of that. And then, if you happen to come across an area where there are dandelions in abundance, or whether you grow some dandelions in your garden that you can use for free play, you put some aside as cut flowers, not cut weeds, cut flowers, because they're beautiful, then you can use these. For us, we know that every Tuesday the field behind our house gets mowed. So just before it gets mowed is a really good time for us to visit and select a few dandelions. When we do go out on our walks as well, we try and go for a walk and pick dandelions along the way. We don't try and pick from just one area, but try and spread it out. So what could we do? Well, I'm going to share three different ways we could work with dandelions now. You could add dandelions to your water tray along with some sliced lemons and provide some containers of different sizes, some pots, some sieves, some casserole pots. And before you know it, you could have some bowls of dandelion soup to play with or some dandelion stew. You might make some dandelion cocktails. We quite like adding the little IKEA plastic wine glasses. and shot glasses into our mud kitchen area for the children to use these in their own potion and recipe creations. So you could try this. Idea number two is using water and paint brushes to create an observational dandelion picture, maybe on a river pebble. So this is really lovely. It's a nice way to use nature, but then when the sun comes out and the pebble dries, the nature picture that you've created will go away. But maybe you could take a photograph of it so you could always keep it. And then the last idea that I'm going to say is, how about foraging for some dandelions and sticking these onto card to make your own wildflower crowns? So there are just three ideas that I'm sharing with you from my Rewilding Nature curriculum. If you are part of the program, you can log on and see that there are a lot more ideas for you actually inside the program. I'm just sharing with you a few little ideas to get you started here. And as always, we want to make sure we create a balance of activities so that we're not just creating a week full of dandelion inspired play, but we go with what the children need. And if your children are really not that interested in dandelions, after you've provided them with a hook, follow what they are interested in. And the beauty of my rewilding program is that you pick and choose themes that you want to explore and look at. There's not a set way to follow them. It's not a strict program of you must cover this and you must cover that. Dip in and out as you need to, with lots of suggestions of ways that you can bring in some storytelling ideas, opportunities for movements like doing forward rolls on the grass and looking at the dandelions when you're upside down. We've got ways for you to feel nature through your heart as well, and really develop that love for nature and that love for the nearby nature that you've got around you as well. One of the prompts on this week's planning is to look out for glimmers as well. So glimmers are tiny micro moments of joy. They're the fleeting everyday moments that just give you that rush of happiness or gratitude, or maybe it makes you feel calm or at peace. And I just want you to stop and pause this week and think about what your glimmer might be today. For me, it's looking at from my computer and seeing the field of dandelion wishes and making a plan to go out there and explore them once my tasks for today have been completed. If you're looking at going out into nearby nature near you, why not head into your garden and leave your lawn free to grow wild over the month of May, no mow May, and encourage the bumblebees to come and visit your garden. Now is also a really good time to sow some sweet corn into some deep pots so the young plants are ready to transplant into the garden as we approach the month of June. And also, if you are heading to the beach, why not stand on the shoreline and just take a few moments to watch the waves this week, noticing the size of them, the sounds of them, the colours that you can see in the water, and anything that's been washed up on the beach. And you could also watch out for some common shore crabs as well. While we were in Greece, we were lucky to experience the sea just on our doorstep from where we were staying. And the beach environment, the sea environment, is something that we as a family don't get to experience that often because of where we live. It's at least a 2-hour drive for us to any coastal spots in the UK. And we try not to be in the car too long. So we don't often visit the beach. So this last week was really special, a really lovely treat. And for Oliver, there were so many new things to explore and be curious about. One of the things that really caught his attention, his fascination, was where does the water go? Where does the water go? So he was digging holes in the sand and filling them with buckets of seawater and then searching for this water. Where did it go to? Where did it vanish to? What happened to it? What happens if I add more water to my hole? Why is it not getting deeper? But yet, when I fill my bucket up with water, the water stays in there. So we had lots of good curiosity this week during our time at the beach. Okay, May brings a really good time for meteor showers. We can be looking out for Halley's Comet, which is a chunk of ice and rock that's going flying through space. So see if you can spot that this month. And maybe you could even have a go at making your own comet with a lump of clay and a stick and using some ribbons and painting the clay silver and dancing around with your creation. That would be really good to try. And then I want us to be thinking about how we can be more barefoot as well this week. So this is something I'm really trying to bring in more into our days as a family. We try and do grounding every day now as a family, going outside and reconnecting with nature. Reconnecting, sorry, our bodies with the earth each day, by either standing barefoot on the grass or laying down in nature, and just taking some time for ourselves. We're also making sure that when we're in the garden, we can be barefoot as well. And it's lovely to feel the barefoot in different weather conditions as well. So going out on our grass once it's rained and feel the sponginess of the grass, standing on the mossy parts of the grass and seeing how that's different. And then seeing what the grass feels like after the sun has been out and how it's dried the grass up as well. So try and get barefoot. See what opportunities you've got this next week to be barefoot. Okay, well, I'm going to head off now. I have a task list to complete before I can jump into the field of wild dandelions and go making some wishes. So I hope you all have a lovely, lovely rest of the week and weekend, and I will be with you again next week.